You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Well, I know somebody that's listening, somebody up at the Facebook control room, because they don't like the fact that we play music. Sorry, Facebook. We do the best we can, but we're a radio station, and they pay for the rights for the music. So we're back. We've got Tim Marshall. He's a rock star in the business world. He started with a seventh grade education and ended up selling his firm to some big old firm and making a boatload of money. Now he goes around and tells people how he did it and how they can do it too. Welcome back to the show, Tim.
Thank you very much.
I hope that was an okay description.
A very good description.
All right, good. So, Tim, now we've got people and they're trying to get from their struggling and their job. They got a job. They want to work for themselves. How do they make that happen?
Due diligence. You know, it's
well,
it's,
not the answer I thought. Yeah. That's a good answer.
Due diligence. Do the research. Find out what skills that you have. And the other thing is, you know, if somebody's looking to start their own company, look at where you're at right now within a company. Start looking around. How is it run? What do you like? What would you change? How are the numbers run? How is the marketing done? Start learning all the way, every single day. So when you do leap over into that new world, you're a lot more prepared.
You know, that's a great way to do it. I'm talking to some folks about helping them start a brand new company. And the first thing I did was I looked at their current organization and the way that that organization behaves. And I saw some things that could be more efficient about it. And when you make that observation, you've got to be careful when you present it.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that I teach people is speed and activity. You know, it's like when you learn something, act on what you learn. The faster and more you do it, it's not about being sloppy, but it's about keeping it going, because the more time that you have, the more self-doubt comes in. So if you want to start your own company, make sure that you're just keeping up with that cadence. Learn, act on it, learn, act on it, learn, act on it.
Jump in the cold water. Don't just stick your toe in.
Absolutely.
You know, I've never seen anybody really get in the pool after they stopped. You know, you've got to kind of just keep going.
Yep.
And as you... as somebody does their survey, I think you're really talking about surveying what's going on, who you are, what the marketplace is, how do you fit into the marketplace. I think it's really important. When people come to me and they ask me how I can help them, you know, they want me to help them get a job or something, I go, who do you want me to introduce you to and why?
Yeah.
Come back later.
Why is the question?
Yeah, and if they don't know, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, and you know, one of the best things too is know your own story. You know, everybody has their own story, but sometimes the best story wins based on problem solving. You know, what have you done to increase your possibilities into probabilities of succeeding? So it's very, very important for anybody that feels like they're challenged in a certain way, or if they're not growing or whatever it is, just make sure that you're learning, educate yourself, read in the morning. You know, every time you read something and learn something new, you're increasing your possibilities and the probabilities.
I start off, but part of my routine, we talked about being consistent, is I start off and I read and read. I read for about an hour. I get up, I get my little beverage, and I start reading. And I don't get up until I've read the paper, the business stuff, my not emails. I don't read emails because email is somebody else's agenda. But I read pick that one up.
That's
you like
good.
That, don't
I
you?
I like that
you
know, a lot.
Have, boom, there you go. And
That's a takeaway.
And instead, what I try to do is I try to write, I have a different email account. It drives all of my reading into that, and that's what I read. And I don't read everybody else's email or their demand on me until I'm ready to roll and I sit down. Because the minute I look at that first email, somebody has co-opted my day.
That is very true, and it's like when you read in the morning too, and if you're focused in on what you're reading and if you want to learn something new and there's not an energy zapper, it's going to stick with you.
So, yeah. It's also making sure you don't get distracted and disconnected. The other thing I like to do is I like to make notes. Everybody says you should have all your notes on one page, 100%. But I got notes everywhere. I got notes everywhere because it's the things that I want to accomplish.
You know, it's funny. On my phone, I mean, I must have wrote like a million notes. But I write notes all the time.
Well, you have to, because my brain won't work so quickly that I could be looking at talking, and I'll forget what I'm working on. And that's another reason, by the way, we should do a whole show on working on email. That's another reason that I don't like looking at emails while I'm making phone calls or doing anything else. And I can usually tell when the other person's looking at their emails. And sometimes I'll get on the phone, I'll go, excuse me, please make sure you don't look at emails while we're talking.
Yeah.
And I catch the person, woo, and they turn back around and they start talking to me again.
Yeah.
But it's real important to have a focus and to work with people and to do that in the most positive way. And I want to kind of circle back around, mm-hmm. Tim. We're kind of coming up to the end of the segment. We've only got about like 5 more minutes left.
Okay.
And I want to go back, because we've got a bunch of new people listening now.
Okay.
Let's go back to some of your basic themes, your basic premises. What is your baseline? Because I know for me, I build my life like a pyramid. You can have that one too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so what would be in your base of your pyramid?
Always do what's uncomfortable, you know, as long as it's positive. Always. Speed and activity. Keep doing it. The more time that you give between not doing something, the more self-doubt's going to hit. The other thing is reading in the morning, reading out loud, exercising your mouth, exercising your voice inflection. Also look at compelling messages. What's in it for the other person? Takeaways. You know, that's why I write notes. You know, it's like, what's effective? You know, if you're problem solving, what's in it for the other person? You know, there's got to be some kind of situation that you can help the other person. If you can't figure out how you help them, then how are you going to help yourself?
You know, this has been a fabulous therapy session for me. I wake up in the morning and I'm nervous. I'm filled with self-doubt until I get on the floor, and then I start looking at the things that I do and all the things that I got working, and I feel a little better after that.
Yeah.
And then I start finding new ideas by reading the paper and reading the business periodicals, and I'm feeling a little better after that. And then I have my friends that I know, well, my people I do business with that I know that start working around 7:45 in the morning, and I start calling them. And then by about 9 o'clock, I'm ready. I'm breathing fire. I'm rocking and rolling. I'm in traffic. I'm calling my mom. I'm complaining about traffic. She's saying it's my fault because I do all those buildings. Yeah. And it's just a really great thing. So here we are. We're at the end of our segment. Mm-hmm. We've talked about being uncomfortable. We've talked about doing what it takes. We've talked about, you know, one of the things I don't think we've really talked about, being transparent. What about that?
Being real. Be yourself. When I get in front of people, you know what? I'm just myself. If I don't know the answer, I'll tell them I don't know the answer, but I'll find the answer. And the other thing is, just real quick, you know, is, you know, once you learn something, teach it. Teach it. Because what happens is, too, once you teach it, like when I was in sales, I'd teach other salespeople how to sell. So then I learned how to delegate, right? And then the next thing you know, you learn how to inspect. Teach, delegate, and inspect, but be real. Be genuine. That's the biggest thing.
Look, I'm going to go all the way back to when I was dating. And when you're dating, everybody wants to put on this facade, and they want to do this, and they want to do that.
Yep, yep.
And I would pull up, and I would say, whoa, this is me.
Very
I ain't
good.
Got all the money in the world, ain't got the fanciest car, but I got me.
Yep.
You want to be around me? Great. This is who it is. And then I didn't have to worry about being somebody else on the next date or down the road. And when I got married, my wife loved me.
Very, very important point. Be true to yourself. It's the most effective way to have peace and happiness, 100%.
You know, Tim, I really appreciate it. I want to thank Aramis. A big shout out to Aramis for putting all this. It's all his fault.
He said he only had so much time to talk to you, and he was like limited. It was like, boom.
He was terrific. Aramis, thanks for putting this together. Yeah. Tim, I hope you'll come back sometime.
Absolutely.
We're going to have a great time.
You're a good guy.
We're going to have a great time.
Yeah.
I hope everybody got a lot out of this. I hope they all got fired up. If you didn't get a lot out of it and you didn't get fired up, it's because you didn't listen to this. It'll be up on my website as soon as Robert Pitts puts it up. But Tim, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show.
It's
been awesome.